repeated endlessly. And yet, what do we really understand? The secret footballer's answer to that is simple. Not that much. So he had the idea for a column. We, Ian Pryor, the Guardian sports editor, and I, were approached and thought it had amazing potential. But we were worried. Would he write honestly? What would he hold back? Could he sustain themes? Could he write at all? All those thoughts disappeared the moment the first piece arrived, and he has got better and better ever since. This book, which originally saw the light of day in 2012, was his idea. It is all his own words, his own experiences, his own thoughts, his own emotions. He is a remarkable man. Paul Johnson, London, August 2013. The Wife's Tale. Life with the Secret Footballer. When I met him, he didn't have anything to his name. Nothing. Because of that, we talked a lot about what we wanted from our lives. He had a lot of ideas. Ideas that were far bigger than the town we lived in. But the thing that stands out from those early conversations was that he never once mentioned that he wanted to be a footballer. When I met his friends, they'd tell me how good he was, but when I asked him about it, he would always change the subject. It was clear.